Good morning, and now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 25th of February. There are warnings of gales in Biscay, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. New low moving rapidly east expected France 1007 by 1800 Tuesday. High Azores 1030 expected just west of Trafalgar 1033 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cirra, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers good, occasionally moderate. South at Cirra, southerly, veering westerly 3 to 5, showers, good. 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest, veering west 4 to 6, showers, good. Fisher, southwest 4 or 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, southwest 4 or 5, veering west 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, southwest, veering west or northwest 3 to 5, showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, southwest, veering northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Plymouth, northwest, backing southwest later 4 to 6, thundery showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Biscay. West 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5. Thundery rain, then showers. Poor, becoming good. Trafalgar. West veering north 3 to 5, occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Fitzroy. Northwesterly, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Squally showers, rain later in northwest, good, occasionally moderate. Sole. West 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West backing southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 later in Fastnet. Showers, rain later in Fastnet, good, becoming poor later in Fastnet. Shannon. West 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Squally showers. Good. Occasionally poor. Rockall. West becoming cyclonic later, 6 to gale 8. Squally showers. Good. Occasionally poor later. Malin. West 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5. Then backing south later. Squally showers. Good. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, South East Iceland. Westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5, squally showers, wintry later in South East Iceland. Good, occasionally moderate. Weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by west 4, slight rain. 14 miles, 999. Rising slowly. Stornoway. South by west 4, recent rain. 12 miles, 995. Rising slowly. Lowick. Southwest by south 6. 7 miles, 995. Rising slowly. Wick. Southwest by south 4. 12 miles, 997. Rising slowly. Aberdeen. Southwest 3. 16 miles, 1,000 now rising. Lucas, southwest 3, 24 miles, 1,002 rising slowly. Boomer, southwest by south 3, 14 miles, 1,004 rising slowly. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1,007 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 5, 2 miles, 1,014. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 5, 2 miles, 1,014. St Catherine's Point automatic, South West by West 3, 1013 falling slowly. Jersey, South South West 3, 6 miles, 1014 falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel automatic, South West by South 4, 2 miles, 1013. Scilly automatic, West by South 3, slight rain, 8 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Milford Haven, West by South 3, 9 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Aberporth, South West by South 3, 13 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Valley, South West by West 4, 14 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, South West 3, 8 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Valentia, West 5, 9 miles, 1011, rising. Ronaldsway, South West 4, 14 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Malin Head, South West by South 6, 14 miles, 1001, rising slowly. And Macrahanish automatic, South West 4, 30 miles, 1003, rising slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 24th of February. General situation, a showery west or southwest airflow will prevail through the period and winds will be lighter at times across southern and eastern areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South, veering west 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first near Cape Wrath, then backing southwest 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest, veering west for a time 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4. Showers, then fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest, veering west, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, then backing south 2 to 4 later. Showers, then fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest, veering west, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, then backing south 2 to 4 later. Showers, then fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly, veering northwesterly for a time 2 to 4, increasing 5 for a time near North Foreland. Rain or showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing southwesterly later. Rain or showers for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or northwest, backing southwest later 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 5 to 7 later. Then veering west later near the Isles of Scilly. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first in east. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 5 to 7 later, then veering west later. Showers for a time. Good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Showers for a time. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West, backing southeast later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers for a time. Good. Isle of Man. West or southwest, 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4. Fair. Good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. West or southwest, backing south or southeast later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers for a time. Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, backing southerly or southeasterly later 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers for a time. Good. Mull of Kintar to Ardna Merchant Point. West backing southeast later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers for a time. Good. Ardna Merchant Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest veering west 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5, backing south 3 or 4 later. Showers, squally at first, good. And Shetland Isles. Southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west 5 or 6, squally showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings us to the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. In a moment, we'll join the World Service, who'll take us through the night, before we return at 20 past five with the shipping forecast, and Charles Carroll will have news briefing. Thank you for your company this evening. This is Joanna Keane in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Shanghai and Virginia. Coming up on the programme, a deal this week between Ukraine and the US on Ukraine's valuable mineral deposits. President Trump says it's very close, and he's expecting President Zelensky to sign it in Washington in the coming days. But what would such a deal involve? Also, an easing of EU sanctions on Syria, but is it too little to help the new government? Germany has a new leader who talks of building up defence spending and total independence from the US. But what does that mean? The important role of remittances to the Philippines' economy. And what did you achieve last week? That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. France's President Emmanuel Macron says a truce between Ukraine and Russia could be agreed to in the coming weeks. He was speaking to Fox News after his visit to the White House designed to keep Donald Trump on side. Here's our North America correspondent, Peter Bowes.
President Macron said there was now an opportunity to engage with the Russian leader over ending the war in Ukraine, but that there should be security guarantees in place. He wanted a quick deal, but not a fragile one. The two leaders said they'd made progress on the idea of sending peacekeepers to Ukraine, although Donald Trump insisted Europe should shoulder the burden and the cost. He said he thought the war could end within weeks, but unlike Mr. Macron, the US president did not address the question of security guarantees for Ukraine.
Washington's changing stance on the war in Ukraine has been highlighted at the United Nations, where its UN envoy has repeatedly voted alongside Russia. Marking 3 years since the invasion, the Security Council adopted a resolution calling for an end to the conflict that contained no criticism of Moscow's aggression. Washington's envoy, Dorothy Shea, said the Trump administration didn't want a war of words to detract from its aim of ending the war.
The United States, as President Trump has made clear, is committed to ending this war, and he has been clear that we must reach a lasting peace. We are under no illusions. We recognize it will be challenging to get an agreement, but the time for Russia and Ukraine to make difficult choices and end the fighting is now.
The Vatican's latest medical bulletin on Pope Francis says there's been a slight improvement in his critical condition during the day, adding a mild kidney problem is not causing concern. The 88-year-old is spending an 11th night in hospital for double pneumonia. The first nightly prayer vigil for